It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Only brought to you by SRE.com.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
For three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts,
Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
On your legacy home of BYU Sports, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
What's up, Cougar fans, and welcome inside another edition of Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. Championship Saturday in college football, BYU. Obviously not playing as they're not a member of the Big 12 Conference yet. That conference championship game is ongoing right now. And kind of a surprise as the number 9 Baylor Bears up 21-6 early in the third quarter to Oklahoma State. And we'll kind of touch on that one a little later as we get into BYU football talk and the chances of getting into a New Year's Six bowl game. It's just Matt Biamonte today. Mitch Harper, he took the day off. He spent some time with some family. Well-deserved. You know, Mitch grinds 24-7, 365, bringing you guys the best BYU coverage in the state. We love Mitch Harper, but every once in a while he's got to take a step back, spend some time with some family. He's doing that today, so we wish him the best on a very special day in his family. So we miss you, Mitch, but we're happy that you're taking some time away to spend some time with family. So no Mitch Harper, just Matt Biamonte here for this first hour, and then at 1 p.m. we'll hand it over to pregame coverage of BYU basketball. They're on the road visiting Missouri State. That will come your way at 2 p.m. right here on KSL News Radio. Pregame begins at 1, but before that, we got plenty to talk about in the world of BYU. In 30 minutes from now, former BYU basketball coach, the best BYU basketball coach, Dave Rose. He's going to join us to talk about this basketball program, and there is so much to discuss there. So we'll get to that a little later in the program. BYU football, we'll get to that. And hey, BYU volleyball, they got a match tonight against the University of Utah, a rivalry rematch in the NCAA tournament down in Provo. That's big time. And then how could we not discuss an absolute momentous occasion for the BYU women's soccer team advancing to their first ever national championship game after defeating Santa Clara last night in penalty kicks. And here's how it sounded.
So it's up to Ellie Glenn. A miss or a save. And BYU is through to the final. Glenn got it off the post! That is it! The Broncos are eliminated! And BYU, in their first ever trip to the College Cup, is going to the championship game!
Incredible moment for BYU women's soccer. They'll play on Monday. Normally that championship game would take place on Sunday, but because of BYU's no Sunday rule, that's been pushed back a day to Monday, and they'll play the Florida State Seminoles in the national championship game for the first ever opportunity to bring home a natty in women's soccer. It was an incredible match last night where BYU, if we're being real, was the better soccer team throughout. They had double the amount of shots, and there was a shot in overtime that I thought was going in, and Santa Clara's goalkeeper barely get a finger on it, bounces off the crossbar, and then it goes to penalty kicks. And BYU, they missed their first two penalty kicks, and then there was some great play by their goalie, Cassidy Smith, who there was a great piece earlier in the week on BYU TV about her battle back from significant injuries year after year after year. She comes back with the COVID year to be in the goal spot for BYU women's soccer. She makes a critical save on the third kick that allowed BYU to get back into it. And then, as you just heard, they were able to make three kicks in a row, and then Santa Clara misses off the post to send BYU to their first ever national championship. So we'll discuss that, of course, because it's big news. BYU athletics across the board is absolutely killing it, but we got to start things off with a little football talk here in Cougar Sports Saturday.
The leadoff. A look at the stories making headlines right now. It's time for the leadoff on Cougar Sports Saturday.
The leadoff is brought to you today by Economic Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. If you need a business valuation, contact econpartners.com. And why do we start with football? Well, early in the week, BYU moved into a critical spot in the college football playoff rankings. They moved to number 12, and you've got to be at least 12 or higher to be considered for a New Year's Six bowl game as an at-large team. Now, we know that BYU can only make it in as an at-large team. They're not going to get the spot given to the best of the G5s because there's a team better in front of them, and that's Cincinnati. And so BYU had to break that threshold of 12 to ever be eligible to make it to a New Year's Six bowl game, which would be an enormous accomplishment for a football team that's had one of the best seasons in recent memory in football. 10-2, they just beat the Pac-12 champion Utah, and congrats to the Utes. They defeated Oregon soundly twice in a row, and they did so last night in Las Vegas to win the Pac-12 championship. First time ever doing that during their time in that conference. And that's significant for BYU because it helps their resume. The winner of that game was going to a New Year's Six bowl game, the Rose Bowl, period. Neither of those teams were in consideration for the playoff. And so the winner of that game is off to the Rose Bowl, and one of those teams was going to help BYU's resume, and that was Utah. So for Utah to beat Oregon twice, and Oregon is currently ranked 10, they're going to fall out. BYU might move up. That's not going to matter as I kind of break down the scenarios here, but it's nice that at the end of the year, when you look at this Utah team who has played great football in the conference, and look, BYU fans, I know a lot of you don't like Utah and you don't want them to do well, but when you look at what they've overcome, and in this particular case, how they help BYU and their resume, you've got to tip your cap to Kyle Whittingham and what they were able to do winning a Pac-12 championship. They're off to the Rose Bowl. They're likely to play an Ohio State team unless Michigan gets upset and Iowa moves in and goes to the Rose Bowl. I really like that matchup. Kyle Whittingham and the Utes against Ohio State, a team that had national championship aspirations down in Pasadena. That's going to be a great bowl game, so congrats to them, and that helps BYU. BYU, though, unfortunately, because of their losses to Boise State and Baylor, but mostly Boise State, because if they beat Boise State, look, Baylor's a good football team, and we're finding out right now as they're up 21-6, they've got the football on Oklahoma State, and their backup quarterback started the game 17-17. I mean, it's ridiculous what Jeff Grimes and Dave Aranda have been able to do at Baylor, completely turning around the program in a single season. Because they were not very good last year in that shortened season for COVID-19. This year, though, they might win a Big 12 championship, and that would really hurt BYU. You do not want that to happen if BYU is going to get into a New Year's Six bowl game. So right now, in front of BYU, you've got Michigan State at 11. Oregon at 10, they're falling out. So there's a good chance BYU is going to move up to 11. Because you look at the teams behind them, Iowa's at 13. They've got to win to move up. Oklahoma, they're not moving up. They're not playing. Pittsburgh maybe could move up at 15. They're playing Wake Forest 15-16, but I don't think the winner of that ACC championship game is going to bounce BYU. And then right behind them is Utah at 17. I don't know how you put Utah in front of BYU, and it doesn't matter because Utah knows where they're going, and BYU beat Utah. So I would imagine a scenario in which BYU will end up one spot higher than Utah in the college football playoff rankings, because you got to move Utah up. They took care of Oregon twice. Though beating Oregon as soundly as they did in kind of a weird way, I think it's going to hurt them a little bit, because now you're going to say Oregon's not very good, because Oregon isn't very good. You look at their offensive performance in those two games against Utah. They don't have a quarterback, and which is, it's hard to believe that Oregon does not have a quarterback, but Anthony Brown, the transfer from Boston College, he was not the answer for Oregon, and Utah soundly beats them. But because they beat them so badly, maybe the committee says, hey, we completely overvalued Oregon, and Utah stays behind BYU. Even if Utah moves in front of BYU, it doesn't matter at the end of the day, maybe for bragging rights, but Utah knows where they're going. They're not going to take a spot away from BYU potentially as an at-large opponent. So back to where BYU is at 12. Michigan State last week in a crazy snow fest in East Lansing, they were able to hold on against Penn State. That one hurt because Michigan State stayed in front of BYU at 11. Oregon's out. Baylor's at 9, and that's the game we're watching closely right now. If Baylor wins, that's with the team that currently in the projections is the last at-large team to have a spot with Michigan State. Depending on how you want to rank that at the end of the day, probably Baylor. But if they lose, they fall out. But Baylor and Michigan State are currently getting at-large projections. So if you look at it, if Georgia defeats Alabama, they maintain the number one spot. I think you want that to happen if you're a BYU fan. Then at number two, you want Michigan to win the Big Ten championship. They stay at two. You need Cincinnati to win because you can't have them eating up an at-large spot. So they got Houston later. Sneaky good championship game between Houston and Cincinnati later today. And then you want Oklahoma State to win, and they're currently losing. If they win and they get in, then that opens up a spot because Baylor is going to fall, I believe, below BYU. Even though Baylor beat BYU, Baylor would have one more loss. I think that would be enough to get BYU ahead of Baylor, especially with Utah winning that Pac-12 championship. So the at-large teams right now, you got the winner of the ACC championship game. You got Notre Dame. Notre Dame's not going anywhere. And there's talk about them maybe, if things break their way, moving up to the playoff. Give me a break. This is classic bias for Notre Dame, in my opinion. They've beaten nobody. Their only quality game, in my opinion, was the loss against Cincinnati. And here they are. They might move up to four if things break their way. I don't think so. They don't deserve to go. So Notre Dame's an at-large team. Michigan State's an at-large team. Baylor's currently an at-large team. You need somebody to lose. Well, Notre Dame's not playing. Michigan State won last week. The only team left to help BYU is Baylor, and they're currently winning. So if Baylor chokes somehow, because they're up 21-6 midway through the third quarter, then that would really help BYU. But that's how BYU could get in to maybe the Fiesta Bowl. And so it's still out there. You got to be rooting for Oklahoma State, but it's amazing that a two-loss BYU team still has the opportunity to move up and get into a New Year's Six Bowl game. We'll take the break here on Cougar Sports Saturday. On the other side, we'll switch gears to the hardwood and talk BYU basketball. Back after this.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.